Well, as the White House was dealing with the fallout from that executive order over the weekend, they did get a thumbs up on another executive action, the one involving a border wall with Mexico, this time from the Prime Minister of Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu tweeted on Saturday, quote, "President Trump is right. I built a wall along Israel's southern border. It stopped all illegal immigration. Great success. Great idea." For more, we're joined via Skype by Neri Zilber. He's in Tel Aviv. He's a journalist and adjunct fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Neri, how are Netanyahu's compliments for Trump's border wall being received in Israel?
Well, it's led to a bit of a diplomatic spat between the Israeli government and Mexico. Mexico is demanding an apology from the Israeli government over the tweet. Netanyahu himself has claimed that it's the media misinterpreting the tweet, but Netanyahu overall is sticking to his guns.
Well, he says that there's misinterpretation of the tweet. I mean, the tweet says, "President Trump is right. I built a wall along Israel's southern border. It stopped all illegal immigration. Great success. Great idea." Not much to misinterpret there.
That's what makes it so vexing, Jeremy. It was obviously a rousing public endorsement of Trump's policy, and was interpreted as such not only by Mexico, but it was actually retweeted by President Trump himself. I think it speaks to the general move by Netanyahu to close ranks with the new U.S. administration and to kind of position himself as a close American ally.
Well, how does he feel about this idea that Trump has talked about of moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem? This is something that many people have raised concerns about, but this is something that Trump has said he wants to do, although now it appears maybe not quite as quickly as he originally thought.
That's right. They haven't made a decision yet, per the White House. Obviously, Netanyahu, along with the entire Israeli political system, is supportive of the move. Having said that, there are major both security concerns and also there are concerns more broadly in the region among the Arab and Muslim world, what that would mean as far as the U.S. Essentially endorsing Israel's position that Jerusalem, or at least West Jerusalem, is Israel's capital, which historically has gone unrecognized by the international community because Jerusalem is still considered to be open for debate as far as the final status agreement. And that's really the concern, what the move would imply for the viability of a two-state solution for the Palestinians.
Well, speaking of a two-state solution, former Secretary of State John Kerry gave a speech about Israel and said that that two-state solution is in serious trouble and that a big part of the reason for that is Israel's continuing push to build new settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. Just within a few days of Trump being sworn in, Israel announced plans to build 2,500 new settlements. First of all, was that related to Trump taking office? And secondly, is it a sign of more settlements to come?
So it wasn't unrelated to Trump taking office. Obviously, the Obama administration, especially in its last month or two, came out very strongly against settlement construction in particular, whether at the UN Security Council or, as you mentioned, with Secretary Kerry's speech. So with Trump, as Netanyahu himself said, it's a new day. It's a new era. So they weren't expecting, the Israeli government wasn't expecting any real pushback from the Trump administration. Now, I think big picture, it speaks to Netanyahu's hope that the Trump administration will be a lot more amenable to certain policies that are very much associated with the Israeli right. And Trump himself and the administration has come out in the past historically supportive of these positions. Although the Trump administration has been fairly cautious so far, that's the expectation, at least in Israel.
One more thing I want to ask you about, Neri, and that is that Prime Minister Netanyahu is under investigation right now, and Israeli media have reported that police are getting closer to deciding whether or not to indict him for corruption. What's going on there, and is that likely to have an impact soon?
Well, it's, to my mind, the biggest story going on right now in Israel, with the at least potential for far-reaching implications. Netanyahu is being investigated for two separate corruption probes. in the coming weeks, the attorney general may or may not decide to bring charges. It's still unclear whether he'll pull a trigger on an indictment, but from everything we know and everything that's been leaked from the investigation, both cases are actually quite serious. And you kind of see it also with Netanyahu's public response in recent weeks. It seems that he himself understands that it's serious, and he's in effect trying to, number one, consolidate his own base, and number two, create a counter-narrative that this is a large-scale conspiracy by the media and certain other left-wing elements in Israel to topple him. So it's still too early to call, but it's quite a serious story.
That's Neri Zilber, a journalist and adjunct fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, joining us from Tel Aviv today. Neri, thank you.
My pleasure, Jeremy.
And we're also following news in Quebec City, where a man is in custody after that mass shooting at a mosque that killed 6 people and wounded 8 others. The Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, called the shooting a terrorist attack on Muslims. He also spoke today with President Trump, who offered his condolences.